What to know about Darlene Nordun, Lindsey Graham's sister and now a senator. Darlene Graham Nordun officially assumed the role of South Carolina senator on Monday following her brother Lindsey Graham's unexpected death over the weekend. South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster appointed the longtime lawmaker's sister, who has never served as a public official before, to finish out the remaining months of his term through January 3, 2027. Although Nordun has never held office, she had always been at her brother's side throughout his political career. "My brother was the most amazing person, outstanding leader, and just a genuinely good man," she said after McMaster appointed her. "Lindsey has always been there for me and now I will be there for him." Graham died at 71 years old, succumbing to a brief and sudden illness, according to his office, after a trip to Kyiv, Ukraine. Preliminary findings from a medical examiner reported that he died from an aortic dissection due to arteriosclerotic cardiovascular disease, which is an aortic rupture due to the hardening of arteries. Graham was known to have a close relationship with his sister, who has not said whether she will seek a full term. Family woman. Nordun is a wife and mother of two who lives with her family in Lexington, South Carolina. Her brother was barely out of his teenage years when he became a legal guardian for Nordun, who was still a child, after both their parents died within a year and a half of each other. "I can remember the day my father passed away, standing in the living room of that house, absolutely scared to death," Nordun told National Public Radio in a 2015 interview. "Lindsey wrapped his arms around me and promised me he would always be there for me and always take care of me." In another interview with the New York Times, Nordun said Graham is, like a brother, a father, and a mother rolled into one. For decades, they remained close, with Nordun sometimes appearing at rallies and in campaign advertisements for Graham. In one advert, Nordun said they didn't have a lot growing up in a small town in central South Carolina. Graham helped her with homework, gave her medicine when she was sick, taught her how to ride a bicycle, and was always the one who took care of her. "It was hard when we lost my mom and my dad," Nordun said. "Lindsey assured me that he was going to take care of me and he was going to be there for me, and he did. He never let me down." Graham, who was several years older than his sister, came home from college every weekend, Nordun said, and ensured she also went to college. "To take on that responsibility of raising a little sister, that came from within," Nordun said. "And he did a good job." Employment history. With Governor McMaster appointing Nordun to the Senate, she became the first woman in South Carolina's history to represent the state in the upper chamber. Lindsey Graham recognized the greatness of America, the seriousness of his work, and also the value of human and light-hearted spirit, McMaster said in a news release. "It is my duty and honor to name someone to serve in the place of this extraordinary man for the remainder of his term. It is my honor to ask his little sister, Darlene, to finish his work." The beginning of Nordun's political career is a continuation of a lifetime of public service. She has served as Commissioner of the South Carolina Commission for the Blind since 2019, helping blind or low-vision South Carolinians achieve employment and independence. In addition to her full-time position as Commissioner, Nordun is on the South Carolina State Workforce Development Board and is President-elect of the National Council of State Agencies for the Blind. Before these roles, she held positions with Clemson University, the South Carolina Department of Employment and Workforce, and the South Carolina Department of Vocational Rehabilitation. Nordun attended the College of Charleston, where she earned a bachelor's degree and a master's degree in rehabilitation counseling. She is also a certified public manager. "Lindsey worked harder than anyone to make our state, country, and world better. He loved his family and loved serving this state and the country," Nordun said. "I promise to work hard every day over the next several months to support the president and carry forward the efforts of my brother on behalf of the citizens of South Carolina and the United States." Political support. Since her brother's death, Nordun has received an outpouring of support from lawmakers on both sides of the political spectrum encouraging her to take up Graham's seat in Congress. President Donald Trump called on the South Carolina governor to choose her to finish out Graham's term. "I recommended, to Governor Henry McMaster, Lindsey Graham's wonderful sister, Darlene, to serve as interim senator from the great state of South Carolina. This would be a fabulous tribute to Lindsay, who loved her dearly, he said in a Truth Social post. South Carolina's other Republican senator, Tim Scott, said Nordun would be a fantastic pick. After speaking with Darlene, there is no one better who understands Lindsay's love for family, our state, and our country, he wrote in a post on X. Another South Carolina congressional lawmaker, Representative James Clyburn, congratulated Nordun on her appointment in a post on X. It is my hope that we will continue to diligently work together as we have in the past, Clyburn wrote. I wish her success as she takes on this new role, and I have confidence we will use every opportunity in the months ahead to do all we can to help make America's greatness accessible and affordable for all. Representative Nancy Mace noted that Nordun is making history as South Carolina's first female senator. God bless you, Darlene, Mace wrote in a post on X. Senate Majority Leader John Thune applauded McMaster for appointing Graham's sister to the upper chamber to help carry on his legacy, writing in a post on X that he looks forward to welcoming her. Senator Jim Justice concurred that Nordun is the correct choice to support her brother's mission. Senator Graham left an undeniable mark on this country, but the strongest thread of his legacy belongs to his family, Justice said on X. That's how I know Darlene Graham Nordun is the right choice to carry on Senator Graham's torch. She is certainly going to make him and South Carolina proud. Nordun's appointment preceded a high-stakes midterm election cycle, with the GOP's majority in both chambers of Congress on the line. Graham was up for re-election this year after he won his primary last month. Now, there will be a special election in August to determine which Republican will take on the Democratic nominee, Dr. Annie Andrews, in the general election this fall.